Homily for Monday, the 2nd of May. I feel I need, first of all, to begin by telling you I've been receiving a lot of emails encouraging me to continue presenting my Sunday homily on this Monday broadcast. My reason for doing that has been the church's practice and care to present especially good readings during the Easter season, which help us to understand the mystery of resurrection and new life that we celebrate during this Easter season. So today I'm going to do the same thing I've been doing for the past two Mondays in our Easter season. The homily you will hear today is my reflection on Sunday's gospel reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 21, verses 1 through 19. Today's gospel reading from John speaks to us directly by speaking about us. The scene shows a group of disciples doing their ordinary, everyday work. It's our ordinary life. In the gospel, these disciples are fishermen. But they could also be lawyers, government people, educators, or business people. The scene shows disciples working hard at what they do. The way John sets up the story, he's trying to tell us how we can learn to recognize Jesus' presence to us. He's saying, it's in the midst of our work and ordinary lives that Jesus' call comes to us. And it's always a call to come out of ourselves. It calls us from old, worn patterns to new, fresh ways. Jesus will call us out from being our same old, small selves, into becoming larger, more generous people. As the gospel shows, there's got to be someone around in the group who hears the call with you and is able to say outright, "It is the Lord." That's the reason the disciples live and work in groups. They need each other to learn to recognize the call of Jesus. And that's the reason for church and parish. We need one another to recognize the call of our risen Lord. We need each other to become larger-souled, more generous people. Someone needs to be there with me. A friend, spouse, counselor, someone who points to the deep down more in me. This more in me no longer wants to cling just to itself. It yearns for fresher, deeper life. And that's the call of the Lord to us, to new, fuller life. We need someone who will point that out to us. The gospel scene shows us that in all this, there's plenty of room for uncertainty and questioning. We see the disciples are shy and hesitant to respond outright to Jesus' call. That ambiguity is perfectly compatible with Jesus' risen life within us. But the scene also shows that in time and over time, the disciples do learn to move toward trust. Trust that in giving ourselves away to others, in sharing ourselves, we are being truly fed by Jesus. Somehow and somewhere deep down, we will know Jesus is feeding us with his kind of life and his kind of love. The gospel story comes to focus on Peter. What happens to him will happen to us. Three times the question comes to him, "Do you love me?" Jesus' call to us will always be to our love. And our answer must always include our commitment to nurture one another, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. As happened in Jesus' life, all this will happen in our lives, in a world where there are Ukraines happening and all manner of self-seeking. It is then that we will remember Jesus did not destroy evil, but he did struggle with it and overcome evil. He overcame evil by facing up to it with the full force of faith, hope, and love. As disciples of Jesus, we have no special exit out of this world's evil. Like Jesus, we will have a passion to undergo. And then, like him, and with him, and through him, we will rise to his new life.